The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, through one man sin entered the world, and through sin death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all have sinned. If by that one person's transgression the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? For if, by the transgression of the one, death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one Jesus Christ? In conclusion, just as through one transgression, condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act, acquittal and life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. Where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through justification for eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me, to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice to the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. May all who seek you exalt and be glad in you, and may those who love your salvation say ever, the Lord be glorified. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, gird your loins and light your lamps and be like servants who await their master's return from the wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in a second or third watch and find them prepared this way, blessed are those servants. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have spent a lot of time in Romans, and here Paul sits there and tries to sum up so far what he's been talking about when he talks about grace. And he talks about, because of Adam, we are all born into original sin, absolutely positively. So we're all born there. And it's because of the sin of Adam. But then he says, don't you get it? If one of us, if one person, our father, could sit there and put us all in sin, how much more the second Adam, this Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross for our sins, can redeem us. And that's why it always comes down that we need to be talking what Christ Jesus has done for me, not what I have done for him. We need to be talking about how we're saved by what Christ did, that I'm saved by grace. So do I live my life every day in a life of gratitude for what Jesus did for me? Is this what I'm most grateful for? If someone came up to you and says, what are you most grateful for? What would you say? It should be that Jesus Christ died for my sins. Because of what he did, that you will live forever and I will live forever. And so we should be grateful. Always. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.